The gospel reading today, our Lord, after speaking to the disciples of John the Baptist, looked at the crowd of people around him and asked a very poignant question. Who did you go out to the desert to see? And then he gives them some options. Did you go out to see a reed swaying in the wind? Did you go out to see someone in soft clothes? Did you go out to see a prophet? What did you go out there for? We need to think about that because it really brings to light something that our Lord is trying to get to the people about. They had to make quite an effort to get there. After all, it's 20 miles and 7,500 feet down from Jerusalem to be able to get out into the middle of nowhere to be able to see where John the Baptist was. So it certainly was not an easy journey to do. But the question is, why? Did you just go out there because there's some guy that's getting some notoriety and he's preaching and it sounds kind of interesting, let's go check it out? The real question that our Lord is getting at is, what are you doing? John preached a baptism of repentance. And how many people actually repented? Lots and lots of people went through the baptism of John. How many actually repented? Now we know 30 years earlier at that point, when Jesus was born, they didn't want him. 3 years after this point, they still didn't want him when Jesus was on the cross. How many actually repented? This was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin to prepare their hearts for the coming of the Messiah. They didn't repent. They didn't want the Messiah. And so not only does it ask the question about John the Baptist, it points out the question about Jesus. Here's the Messiah speaking to them about the baptism that the one who was preparing his way was preaching. Did the people want it? Oh, you can go through the motions. You can go out there. You can be with the crowd. Everybody's doing it. This is the cool thing. Let's go and get baptized by that guy out in the desert. Big deal. If you didn't do what he told you to do, what good is going through the motion? He called the people to repent, to turn around. They didn't do it. So that becomes then a question for us. After all, Jesus in his answer said, did you go out to see a prophet? He says, I tell you, more than a prophet. And then quotes the book of the prophet Malachi, I will send my messenger before you and he will prepare the way and so on. That's about Jesus coming. So again, that poignant statement of what this is. If you're going to believe in John the Baptist, then you need to believe in the one that he's preaching. They didn't believe in either. So that brings us to today. Why'd you come here? Maybe you were hoping Father Eckert was going to be here and you'd have a fun and easy listening homily that's informative and kind of nice. Instead, he got stuck with me. So I apologize. Next week you'll have Father, so it'll be a lot easier to hear. But I'm not. So why did you come? Hopefully to see Jesus. Hopefully to unite yourself with Jesus. But is that really what we're doing? Are we changing our lives for the Lord? Are we really seeking union with Christ? Or are we going through the motions? Again, it's easy just to go through the motions. That's not going to get us anywhere. The Lord is looking for a change of heart. If we listen to what St. Paul told us in the gospel, in the first reading today, we need to apply this very, very specifically to our situation today. He told us that we have to receive one another as Christ has received us. So ask yourself, how did Jesus receive you? Do you think that when you came to be baptized that he said, "Oh, yuck, I don't want that one"? Do you think when you come forward to receive communion, he's looking at you going, no. Do you think he's going to look at us and say, "You speak the wrong language," or "You've got the wrong color skin," or "You come from the wrong country," or whatever it may be? No. The Lord has a heart that is open with love, and he receives us with charity. Is that what we do with others? After all, if we're here to receive him, and he's receiving us, shouldn't we be receiving others as he receives us? As we look forward, and we ask ourselves, as we see what Our Lady is starting to set up right now, who's she calling? I'll tell you who she's calling. She's calling some people right now who are Protestant. She's calling some people who right now are pagans. They're not even baptized yet, and she's calling them. Are we willing to receive them with charity, with humility? And she's calling some Novus Ordo Catholics. Isn't it an amazing thing that we're okay with the pagans and the Protestants being called, but not the other Catholics? Are they somehow less Catholic than we are? Do you really think we're going to be so blasted arrogant to say that they're not Catholic enough? We better not be saying that, because guess what? The Novus Ordo Catholics are going to be told Our Lady is calling some traditional Catholics too. And they're going to say, "Oh, no. They're too arrogant. They're mean. They don't want us." And we look and say, "Oh, but they're ignorant and they're stupid." No, they're not. If they haven't been taught, if they don't know any different, who are we? Who do we think we are? If Jesus accepts them and receives them with love, what's our response? If Jesus receives us with love, that's the response that they're going to have to deal with as well. Where we're going, as the old saying goes, we're either going to hang together or we're going to hang alone. Our Lady is calling all kinds of different people. And it is a great honor, but there is also a responsibility. Now keep in mind the people that St. Paul was speaking to. He was speaking to Jews who had converted, and they did not want anything to do with the pagans who converted. They were Jews, after all. They were better than the pagans. St. Paul's saying, Jesus received the pagans the same way he received you. Who are we to look down on them? So today, we have something similar. Our Lady is going to call all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And either we are willing to humble ourselves and receive everyone, the way that St. Paul speaks about, by the way, with patience, with charity. Or if we're not willing to do that, we're going to find ourselves on the outside. So we need to make a point, the choice that Jesus is getting at. When he looked at those people and said, "Who did you go out to the desert to see? So now, what did you come here to see? Who did you come here to see?" If you came to see Jesus, the very first thing that he preached was repent. The same exact thing John the Baptist preached. Repent, he said, because the kingdom of God is at hand. He's calling us to change. He's calling us to open our hearts. He's calling us to actually have humility and charity, not just go through the motions, not keep him at an arm's distance and give him lip service while our hearts are far from him. Is that what we want? Now, there are lots of false Jesuses out there today. So who did you come to see? The warm, fuzzy Jesus? The my little buddy Jesus? The Jesus who jumps because I snapped my fingers and told him to jump because I should be able to tell him what to do? Or did you come to see your Lord and your God and your Savior? Who did you come to see? If he is your Lord and your God, then we need to listen to him and we need to do what he tells us to do. If he's just our little buddy, now then let it go in one ear and out the other, because it doesn't really matter. He's just my little pal. He's cute. That's not who Jesus is. So that question about John the Baptist, when we apply it to Jesus for us, is of critical importance. So he's calling us to humility. He's calling us to charity. And again, when we hear about our Lord telling us that we have to love God, we have to love our neighbor, we have to receive others as he's received us, he's not talking about anything romantic. He's not talking about gush. He's talking about people who are willing to seek the good of the other. He's talking about people who are willing to die to self. He's talking about people who are willing to follow his example. So if we're going to be realistic, look at the crucifix. And then ask yourself again, who did you come here to see?